Gripped Second Son is a crime fiction series. It deals with adult themes, including issues related to crime, violence, and gang culture. Listener discretion is advised.
A Listener production.
Jamil, what's your son doing with Hussein and a bunch of Farooks?
Well, a few Arab kids together doesn't mean a crime is being committed, Detective.
Don't underestimate these kids, Jamil. They're ruthless. Salim might not realise what he's getting himself into until it's too late.
So that's why you don't want us to go to the barbecue. You're warning us, in case it was a trap.
No. I'm just holding up my end of the deal, Jamil. I tell you what I hear in the station, and you keep the details about my son quiet.
Who else knows about the video?
Only us and the Farooq gang.
I'll keep it that way. Send it to me, I'll handle it.
Okay, sent. And there's one more thing, Jamil.
Yeah, what's that?
We think Salim's been running ice for the Farooqs.
What the fuck did you just say?
Mohammed's clean, Detective. Want me to search the car?
Yeah, I've done it already, O'Brien. It's clean. Mr. Hack, too. Now, I'm warning you both. Don't do anything stupid, all right? We'll be watching you.
Fucking Khanzir. Always trying to pin something on us. Those idiots didn't even find the shotties.
Yeah, that was a close one. Tonight's getting hectic. What do you make of this? My inside guy just sent me the video. It's Salim with the Farooqs.
No way, cuz. Salim knows they're our enemies. And he idolized Haroon, so he would never disrespect us like that. Show me the video. Fuck me dead. That is Salim, cuz. And that's Ali's nephew, Hussein, next to him. I've run that kid off the streets a few times for trying to sell ghee. I had to teach him a lesson, too.
I'm thinking the Farooqs are going to set Salim up to take the heat for something big. Maybe get him caught with a stash. Or maybe they're just using him as bait so that when we roll up to their spot, they can ambush us.
So what's the plan, cuz?
What do you think? Yalla, let's get Salim back.
Same, brother. I wouldn't do you like that. Hey, you went sideways hard, but...
True, brother, true. It looked hectic.
Yeah? Oh, it's been a mad night, Huss. Thanks for letting me chill here, man. Shit has been stressful at home.
Yeah, I can't believe they shut up your house. I'll ask around and see if anyone's heard anything. But hey, let's have a good night tonight. Yeah, like, come to the car, let's rack up a few lines and stuff.
Oh, nah, I'm already rattled tonight.
Like, don't be a bitch, cuz. Yalla.
Oh, Huss, that's heaps, bro.
This is how the Farooqs do it, right? You Hucks can't keep up, huh? Oh. Listen, Sal, I want you to do more than just gear drops for me. I think our families should team up. All right, imagine how powerful we could be. Your family contacts, my family contacts. People would be shit scared of us, bro. We'd take over Sydney. We're the next generation, Sal. We're proper businessmen. Look where this retaliation shit got our uncles dead and buried. We're smarter than them, bro. Here, have a line. Don't be a fucking drunk. Have a line, Sal.
All right. Yeah, nah, that's good. That's good stuff, bro.
That's the best stuff, yeah. But seriously, Sal, the streets are talking, yeah?
Talking? About what?
People are saying your family knocked my uncle Ali.
People always talk shit, Huss. It's messed up. They shouldn't say that stuff unless they can back it up.
That's exactly my point, brother. They're trying to make a fitna, like a war between us, because they know we'd be too powerful if we united. Even the cops are at it.
Yeah, Huss, I know, but how do we convince the oldies to come together?
Simple. Very simple. We need a common enemy.
Yeah, like who?
The Nazi bikie cell, the wolves. They're the real enemies. Once all the Arab crews realize we can join forces, fight them together, then they'll see how powerful we can really be.
Yeah, but why would they suddenly go against the wolves, Huss?
Because it makes sense, Sal. The bikies want us to wipe each other out so they can push their ice on our patch. They know they can't fight us all, so they're trying to turn us against each other. They're run by a psycho Talish head called Knox. My uncle was locked up at the same time as him at Goulburn, saw a massive swastika on his stomach when he was out in the yard, cuz.
For real?
Wallah, Sal, crazy shit. Listen, we gotta be in this together, bro.
Yeah, I'm down.
You strapped?
Strapped? What, now?
Your dad's giving you a gun, yeah?
No! My old man's fucking strict as, Huss.
Hey, brother, take that.
She's heavy.
Wait till you feel her loaded, bro. These are hollow point bullets. Better accuracy and better stopping power. Here, it's yours now.
Oh, nah, no way. Listen, Huss, I can't take this, bro. Where am I going to hide it? Nah, my dad would get mental if he found it.
Brother, you have to take it. It's a gift. Don't disrespect me, Sal. We're brothers now, all right? All right, Khaya?
Brothers, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course, brothers. Yeah. Yeah, the fucking Shabab.
Yeah, the fucking Shabab, that's it.
We wolves, we do what we want, take what we want. Not like the sheep out there. That's why we get the 1% tattooed on us.
Baz and Daz, about fucking time. Find my gear or what?
Nah, Knox, nothing. But we did run amok on them. Got them real good.
What do you mean, run amok on them? Johnny, we'll finish the tat later when I'm done with these two idiots.
We did what you said, boss.
Went over to Jamil's place and that.
And what did I ask you to do there?
Check if they've stolen our gear. Case the joint.
Yeah, and we cased it all right. Left bullet casings all over that place.
You did fucking what?
We let some fireworks go, Knox.
Bang, 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 bang.
You idiots can't do one simple thing. Right!
Stop! Stop, Knox! We dug around their place and couldn't find them missing ice. So we shut up the house to scare them.
Yeah, his missus and some were inside. They were shitting bricks. No one's going to mess with your gear ever again now, boss.
Do you realise every libo connected with the hacks is going to come after us now? Not to mention the pigs when they test the bullet casings you left at the scene. What were you two morons thinking? I should put you both out in bad standing for this. Panzer, you're late.
Oh, sorry, Knox. I was raid captain for a run today. Hey, what? Why are these two pissing blood all over the place?
We're at war with the Arabs because of these two idiots.
Well, when weren't we at war with those dirty fucks?
Yes, but it was contained. These dumb fucks just sprayed Jamil's house while his wife and kid were in it. I sent them to check for our missing stash, but instead they decided to get all trigger-happy.
Oh, well, that's going to bring a lot of heat, boss. Did they find it at least? Because I checked and it hasn't come on the market anywhere else.
No, it wasn't there. But I know they have it. Anyone else would have sold it. It's one of our biggest loads, Panzer. We can't afford to owe our overseas friends for the full 100 keys. And now we can have an army of Arabs after us too.
Okay, well, don't worry about copping heat for shooting up the hucks, Knox. They'll just think it was the Faraks that sprayed their house in payback for Ali's murder. Well, everyone's blaming the hucks for that anyway. It's kind of perfect. Because they'll go to war with each other over this. It's going to save us the trouble, mate.
No, we can't risk it. We've got to turn it up on the hacks. I know they have our gear. We've got to hit them hard enough to force them to give it back. How far will you go with me, Panzer?
Till the end, Knox.
Good. Then I reckon we kidnap Jamil's missus.
Kidnap Amy Hark? You sure?
Yeah. We take her for ransom so the hacks cough up the ice. No fucking around.
Smart. I'll grab a ride, duct tape, and some cable ties. When should we nab her?
Tonight.
Perfect. Daz, clean yourself up, mate. We got a job on.
What are you doing? Why are you pulling over, Jamil?
I'm going to quickly use that payphone. Call Amy. Need to figure out why the hell Salim isn't with her at her parents'.
Here, use my cell phone instead. It's all encrypted, cuz.
I don't trust those things. Okay, it's only safe until some cop gets their hands on the server. I prefer the old school way, Moe. Just stay in the car. Amy, hey, it's me.
Hang on a sec. Hey.
Hey. How are you holding up?
God, I don't even know. My parents won't let up. Dad and Salim are fighting. It's just, everything's such a mess, Jamil.
Yeah, I know, Ames. I'm trying to fix it. You know, I just need to make sure things are safe and cleaned up before you and Salim come back home. But I'm trying to protect you both.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you? It sounds like you're at a bar.
I'm just out for drinks with Mel. Needed a break from Mum and Dad's non-stop whining.
Right. Where's Salim?
He stormed off to a friend's house. It's a lot for him to deal with, Jamil. It's also intense. I just think we could all do with a breather.
Which friend's house did he say he was going to?
Some guy called Huss. I think he's a new friend.
Shit.
What?
Look, Ames, don't stress, all right? But you know my friend on the inside?
Yeah?
Yeah, well, they sent me a video of Salim. Yeah, he's been running with the younger Farouk crew. Huss is Ali Farouk's nephew, the guy that got shot right before Harun did.
What? But that doesn't even make sense. Why would they accept Salim? The Farouks are your enemies.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, we're going to get him back, Moe and me. So please try not to worry. We'll keep him safe.
Jesus, Jamil, those young ones are worse than the older Farouks. Stabbing and torturing each other over nothing and then boasting about it on social media. This is exactly what I was afraid of. Oh, God. Please be careful, Jamil.
We will, Ames. Don't worry. Yeah, Moe and me, we're going to go in there. No violence, just scare them, you know? Enough to make them think twice about messing with Salim.
I've got a really bad feeling about this, Jamil. Call me as soon as you find him.
I will. Amy.
Yeah?
You're the most important thing to me. And I promise I will get us out of this life once and for all.
I love you.
I love you too.
Come on, Kaz. Let's move.
Get back to your parents' place. Okay, safer there.
Yeah.
Talk soon. Remember, Moe, we're just using the shotties to scare the Farouk kids, huh? No violence, just rattle them.
At least let me rough up a few of them, Jamil. Otherwise, there's no fun in it for me.
I said no.
Remember the first time you went on a job, cuz?
Yeah, Harun took me. Well, forced me to go, really. I'll never forget it.
Oh, poor Jamil. Does it still keep you up at night?
Yeah, it does, actually. I can still hear the guy's screams. You know, down on his knees, bleeding, crying, begging Harun for mercy. Harun had no mercy. He just laughed. You know, handed me the gun and said, show him the cost of ripping off a hawk. And I did. I was just a kid, Moe. That was my first. It was my last. Couldn't bring myself to do that again.
That's because you didn't grow up in a war zone like me, cuz. If you did, this part of the job wouldn't bother you so much.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't get it. All right, do you know which one's the Farouk spot?
It's that smash repair shop right up on your left. They'll have cockatoos everywhere. Ready to squawk if anyone unusual rolls through. So just park it here, cuz.
Okay. All right, let's go. Hey. I don't want to start any dramas, Moe. I just want my son. Yeah? We're in and we're out, okay?
Yeah, I'll shoot you the first time, guys.
Do you hear that?
What?
That! Oh, who the fuck?
What the fuck?
You get off! You little shit, get off me! Do you have any idea who we are?
Stay down.
Gripped Second Son is a crime fiction podcast written and adapted by Mahmoud Fazal, based on the book The Second Son by Lorraine Peck. Thanks to our series consultants, Danny McCarty, Sarah Malik, and Paul Schrage. Gripped Second Son stars
Lincoln Yunus as Jamil Huck,
April Rose Pengilly as Amy Huck,
Alex Donner as Salim Huck,
Wasim Hawat as Maui Huck,
Zoe Karides as Detective Diana McPherson,
Grant Linden as Knox,
Andy Ryan as Panzer,
Andrew Atiyah as Hussein,
Chris Miller as Baz,
Jack Ellis as Daz,
Joshua Shediak as Teen Farouk 1,
Vince Asaf as Teen Farouk 2,
Anthony Jaja as Teen Farouk 3.
Director and Senior Producer, Tina Matalov. Drama producer, Steph Van Schilt. Production assistant, Holly Mitchell. Executive producer and head of factual and drama at Listener Original Podcasts is Jennifer Goggin. Sound design and foley by Matt Nikolic. Audio production, mix and original music by Matt Nikolic. Original music by Vincent Asaf. Production and sound consultation, Matthew Dwyer. Story sourcing and development, Bob Campbell. Casting, Lee Pickford. Commissioning, John Kelly and Grant Tothill. Gripped Second Son is a co-production between Brighton Media and Listener, recorded in the Listener Audio Drama Studios at SCA Sydney. This podcast was recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to elders past and present.